In local news, Raglan Bands had a great night at the Waikato Rockfest finals this weekend, with Abstract Fish Lungs repeating their second place performance from last year. For that, they'll get $400 in music equipment and a chance to enter into the national finals to be held later in the year. Wavy State of Mind had a great first trip to the Waikato finals, being one of two bands to get the Tunes of Waikato award, which includes $1,200 of studio time to record one of their original songs, the opportunity to play in five shows around the Waikato, and the inclusion of their track on a Tunes of Waikato album to be released next year. Matariki celebrations in Whangaroa are kicking off on June the 26th at 11 a.m. with a shared kai at the library. That's tomorrow. Community celebrations will continue over the weekend of June the 29th and 30th in the town hall. On Saturday, there will be activities, music, crafts, weaving and workshops with a shared hangi. Sunday will be dedicated to Te Tiriti with a mini exhibition, screen printing and kōrero about the origins of the treaty. And if you're a movie buff, look out for Matariki Ki Whangaroa, a program of film, art and kōrero which celebrates the power of Indigenous knowledge. Running from June the 28th till July the 7th at the Old School Arts Centre, there will be a selection of films, a multimedia art exhibition and inspirational speeches. Elsewhere, Extreme Zero Waste is recruiting again, this time for their board of directors. If you feel that you have something to offer there, info is available on their website, and also ads are going up in the Chronicle and on Seek. And in local sport, it was an eventful weekend with defender Gregor from the Raglan Roosters football team breaking his leg in an incident that brought the game to a sudden halt, while the Whangaroa Fire men's team made a stunning comeback to draw their game. In the football, the game against QTM United was stopped for an hour while they waited for an ambulance to take Gregor to hospital. Eventually, they were able to finish the match, where the Roosters beat QTM by 4-2, with Felipe, Marty and Fraser scoring goals. The results leave the Roosters in second place of Group C in the Scottish Cup and without one of their key defenders for the rest of the season. The Whangaroa Fire League team had a bad start to their last home game of the season against Hamilton City Tigers, letting three tries through in the first few minutes. In a testament to the spirit of the team this year, they fought their way back to 20-all, with Tim Aitken-Reed scoring a try in the dying minutes of the game. The result leaves the team just outside the top four of the leaderboard, with players of the day Dion Werita 1 point, Mark Heta 2 points, and Tony Maniapoto 3 points. The Whangaroa Fire Wahine had another close loss this weekend, 18-14 to Tani Whārau. And that is the Raglan News for Tuesday, 25th of June, 2024.